This this week's parsha says a fascinating thought. This week's parsha, we have the parsha of the Navi, that the parsha is going to establish Nevi'im and Klal Yisrael in the future. Elav Tishma'un. So that's understood as a mitzvah. Mikra Din is understood as a mitzvah, that there's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi. You're not allowed to disregard what the Navi says. You have a mitzvah to listen to the Navi, etc. But he suggests another pshat, that it's not just a mitzvah, it's a havtocha, that you will listen to him. That the Roshim made a koyach for the Navi, that the Navi's message goes in. And this really ties into the concept that Chazal say, the worm that Yotzim and Alev, or Nichnasim Alev, that Kein Lev Adam El Adam, that the heart connects to the heart. So the Navi, obviously, from his tremendous depth of conviction and passion, which he's zoche to be a Navi, these words that are coming out of him are coming out from a deep place inside of the person, his Kedush and Tahara. So the Dabar Hashem, which is coming out of him, is coming out from his lave, is going to go into the listener's lave. But then he says a step weiter, which is a fascinating point. Maybe the lave that it's referring to is the person's own lave. So he brings in the Rizal says that the Karech of Nevuah comes from the deeper and the hevel piv that the Navi expresses when he learns Torah and he does Avodah. That hevel piv, the Dvar Moshe Yotzi Min Alev, goes back into him, it brings the Dvar Hashem into his lave. So it's sometimes that the Avodah the person puts into himself allows him later on to hear a concept, to absorb something, and really absorb the true message which is there, because he exerted himself in the words of Torah earlier. So the Devarim HaYotzim Min HaLev, the simple Taich means thought A, Devarim A, goes into lay, those words go into the heart. Here he's saying that the words I say earlier allow these new words to go into my heart. So through a person's truly committing to Torah and to Avodah, that he gets an understanding of a concept in Torah which he didn't understand before. He wasn't necessarily working on that point, but by opening up his heart, expressing the true expressions of desire to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu through Torah and Tefillah, there are going to be things which he will be able to understand down the road. So he adds his connection to it. He says that what happens is, because he has a true rotzen to be makabel omach hashemayim deep down inside of himself, that's the lave. So the words which come out are the words of expressing that rotzen. So therefore, even though he's talking about A and he gets a nichnas to lave B, but it's not really A and B, because if the true rotzen, what he's expressing is his desire to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Hashem's Torah and Olam HaShemayim, so whatever he's going to later on connect to and absorb, and that message is an expression of his true rotzen of being connecting. So the Marshal. So we spoke once about this idea where a person, let's say a person works on a nevus, and he spends a long time working on a nevus and thinking about it and developing in himself different types of avodah. So that later on when he sees a chazal, he says, this chazal has a message to me about anivus. Had he not worked on anivus, he would not see that message. So that's stage number one. So the word miyotzi min alev, nichnasim mel alev. That concept that you've opened your heart up to in the world of the avodas amidas of anivus allows you to look at this chazal and get a message which you would not have gotten otherwise. He's saying, more closely, because I said, but why am I working on anivus? Working on anivus because I want him close to Kadosh Baruch. I want to commit myself to his avodah, and I find the guy that gets in the way. If that's what's really he's expressing, it's an expression of a deeper nakuda. A nevus is just an expression of this specific element of avodah in my general kolistic approach towards my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with the mitzvahs. So later on I will have understanding in a different mitzvah because of the closeness with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that it engendered because I was working specifically on a nevus. Even though the later I might have an understanding in tefillin feel the Baruch Hu is closest to me through tefillin, my Kabbalah is Omach HaShemayim through tefillin, because I worked on Anivus earlier. So that is part of the Tocha of Elov Tishmon. Have a good Shabbos.